You're listening to The Rubber Chickens Unleashed.
We got some enemies out there. I got some guys that don't like me out there talking and right. Now that we're 7-6, there's some of our enemies out there. But we got to understand that we have some enemies out there. And that's allowing our enemies to write about us in our paper. I don't like that. The greater opposition, torment, and discouragement your enemies will throw in your path. So I'm telling our fans, expect those people that are our enemies to talk bad about us. We finally won enough games. Now, those are just things that our enemies out there don't like. The enemies out there are going to tell you they're not our enemies. Don't listen to our enemies. Enemy.
Gamecock Nation, and welcome to TRC Unleashed. This is episode number 77. TRC stands for the Rubber Chickens, and you can find our website at therubberchickensblog.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Rubber Chickens, that is at R-U-B-R Chickens. And we are brought to you in part by our good friends at BlueMoonDisc.com, makers of the authentic Discada Plow Disc Cooking Pans, the ultimate tailgating.
Which is a real thing, and it's a real thing. It's a thing.
BlueMoonDisc.com with a K.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It is awesome.
Ultimate tailgating cooking accessory. So I'm your host, and I am joined tonight by longtime TRC collaborator who you just heard, T-Bone. T, how's it going?
It's going great. I think one thing our listeners need to know right off the top is why it takes, or how it takes, over a dozen trial runs, a dozen takes for you to get that opening right. And it gets sad before you stop.
Well, the funny thing is you just, I was going pretty well and you just jumped in and interrupted me.
Again.
So I was just about to talk about how the G-Man was not on with us tonight, and now he's texting me wanting to get on here. So,
well, we're full.
We are full.
Move along, young man. Move along.
So G-Man is squarely on the enemies list unless we can get him patched in here. G-Man, you there?
I'm here.
Ah, there he is. Wow, we have a quorum now because we had a quorum
before.
Did we really? What's a quorum? Is a quorum?
It's more than 50%.
Okay. So yeah, this is why I love having T-Bone on the show, is I learn something new every day. Stuff that I should have learned in like the third grade most of the time.
A quorum can be defined by the rules to be anything, but
okay, then I was right. And technically, right. Yeah.
In default of rules, you go with 50% plus.
Right. And quit busting my chops. So G-Man's here. Just in case G-Man wasn't going to make it, we brought in a special guest. We have the distinct pleasure of welcoming in the undisputed queen of Gamecock social media, Miss B Click Clack, Brandy Mills. Brandy, how are you tonight?
Thanks for having me on, just in case G-Man didn't show up. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so let me just gloss right over that. Hey, can I ask you a question? So, Brandy Christine Marie Mills, why do you have, what is the Christine Marie? What is that all about?
Christine is my maternal grandmother's middle name.
Right.
And Marie is my paternal great-grandmother's first name.
And G-Man, are you about to say it?
Nope.
What?
You're not about to say it?
What?
He usually says it's too early for him to drop the boring on us.
I was about to say it on the quorum discussion.
And Brandy was just a name that they liked, or did that have some meaning as well?
Oh, and then Brandy, I forgot where that came from, but I don't know.
I'm just kind of fascinated by people with...
Is it not short for anything?
Brandy.
So we got the G-Man on here. Let's not lose him. So on our last podcast, among other things, we covered SEC Media Days, and we published that podcast, I think, like a day before Steve Spurrier's impromptu press conference about South Carolina's enemies. You heard a clip of that coming into the show. I think he said enemies somewhere between 15 and 1,037 times. You know, in retrospect, a week later. So, T-Bone, why don't we start with you? How did you feel when it happened, and a week later, looking back on it, even though you've already admitted to not paying much attention to sports this week, do you feel any differently about it? Has it changed your life in any way?
It has significantly changed my life for the better, in every possible way. No, seriously, when it first happened, I'm watching it, and I'm actually following the TRC feed, which you were driving at that point,
right?
And it was kind of amazing because my thoughts were exactly the opposite of yours. I was thinking, oh God, this is Exhibit A as to why he needs to be gone. He's lost it. Guy's out of touch. This is all ego speaking right now. It doesn't look good. And you're tweeting, you know, that was awesome.
I'm glad I speak for the whole organization.
Let me say something that I say, you know, basically once every 5 minutes. Oh, geez, I was wrong. I was completely wrong. It right on the eve of the big recruiting weekend, right on the eve of, you know, all the media day or golf outing stuff and all the preseason polls coming out and everything, I think we would have gotten zero mentions out there. And he fired everybody up. Sounds like he fired the players up. The recruits started dropping, you know, like into the fold one after the other. In hindsight, it looks like a genius move.
Yeah, I think even Spurrier Jr. came out, I think I saw a quote from him today saying that he knows it got mixed reaction in the general public, but it really played well in the locker room with all the coaches and all the players. So that was
good. Kids that age love the it's me against the world thing.
Yeah.
Right into that narrative.
Yeah, we're going to shock the world.
That's right, baby.
G-Man, do you feel the same, different?
Yeah, I just think it's the HBC being the HBC. I mean, that's just what we're used to. That's what he's about. That's the way he acts. And, you know, I don't think we should really overanalyze it too much. That's just him being him. That's who he is. That's what he's going to do. When he wants to say something, he's just going to say it. There's a lot of thought out there about how calculated it was and all that. I think that's just, you know, one day he woke up and he's like, you know what? I want to get this off my chest, so I'm going to do it. And he did, and then he walked away. And I like the part where he's like, guys, tell me when that's going to be up, because I'm going to go home and watch that on TV. I think he was, you know, he was pretty fired up about it.
So, I watched it again earlier today, just to pull some of the audio and stuff from it. And I didn't notice, when he walks up and he starts talking to him, somebody's firing off like a 35-millimeter camera. And he stops after about, you know, the first half sentence, says, hey, stop clicking that.
Yeah, he shut that stuff down. Oh, he just shut it down.
How would that make you feel if you're the photographer? You know, it's just like, yes, sir. Yes, sir, coach.
You're a photographer. You're used to being in the back of the room and being ignored.
So, Brandy, how about from sheer entertainment value? I mean, it just doesn't get any better than that press conference, does it?
No, it doesn't. I think he could take down Ronda Rousey after that.
70-year-old. Yeah, a lot of people are talking about which men could beat Ronda Rousey, and maybe Spurrier.
The answer is none.
Not many.
None.
But Spurrier at that moment.
At that moment, yes, he could have taken down anybody. But y'all are right about recruits, and kids really like that me against the world thing. They're always tweeting about watch out for the snakes and stuff, and he was that's exactly what he was saying, so...
What
and then yay, five recruits. That was fun.
Yeah, what cracks me up about the whole thing is to think people have debated whether that was really as impromptu as you know, people have used the word impromptu, but was it really calculated? Did he have this planned for like the, you know, since before SEC media days? Was he holding this? Was this, you know, all the timing and everything he said? How calculated was it?
Yeah, and I've got some thoughts on that. I don't want to interrupt, but he does everything he does just by the gut, kind of like G-Man saying. He just does on gut reaction, and 90% of the time, the reason he's successful, whether it's calling plays or calling press conferences, It's because he just it works. See, it works.
That's what I hope. I mean, I hope this was him at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon saying, "Hey, boys, I'm sick of this. Hey, get the media boys down here. I got something to get off my chest."
Right.
And just totally wrote down some notes.
That's what happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. That's kind of how he operates. I mean, I think that, you know, think back to the Florida days. We all hated him because he won and because he was arrogant. Well, you know, he likes being that guy. He wants to be relevant. He wants to be in your face. He wants to tell you to shut up when he wants you to shut up. And, you know, those are the things we hated about him, and those are the things we like about him now that he's our coach.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And, you know, I think he kind of felt like people were, you know, just, you know, kicking dirt on him because he happened to be, what, 70 or 69 or whatever. And he's like, heck no, I'm not ready for that yet. We might have gone 7-6, but, you know, we got a pretty good program here. So, I mean, I think that's all it was. And I think mission accomplished.
Yeah, I feel like
sounds like he fired us up at least.
If you take all the context away, it's funny and it's entertaining, and that's what if you hated Spurrier before that press conference, you probably hate him the same or more. If you loved him before that press conference, you probably love him the same or more. I don't think we learned, like I wrote in my blog post, I don't think we really learned anything new that day. That was just, you know, his once a year, let's get the media boys together and get something off my chest kind of a deal. So, all right. So that happened. And then we had the big recruiting weekend where we picked up, I can tell you exactly who we picked up. And Marlon Character, 4-star safety out of Grady High School in Atlanta, was a guy who was leaning to us, and then he was leaning to Auburn, and then he came to the pool party and had a couple of hot dogs and felt comfortable and decided to commit to us on his way home.
Hot dogs and hot girls.
Yeah. Do you think that helped out? Did you get any – I know, Brandy, you were kind of on vacation yourself. You weren't able to attend. Were there reports of hostesses at the pool party?
Well, Farrah Cooper sent out a tweet. It was kind of like a hot girl cattle call. Everybody show up to the pool. And then Boshan Joseph, he's a Florida commit. He was there, and he tweeted that South Carolina has some fine ladies. Yeah. And I asked him about it later, and he said that there were a lot of pretty girls at the pool.
Well, that's a pretty genius move.
It is a genius move. Like, do it all the time.
Yeah, it's like, why haven't we had a pool party every year?
For real.
So Marlon Character, PJ Blue, linebacker out of Alabama. We picked up Jordan Smith, weak side defensive end out of Lithonia, Georgia, earlier this week. Akeem Cooperwood, junior college offensive tackle.
I love his name.
Cooperwood?
Yeah. It's just almost a lot of other funny things.
Like, wait, like what?
So if he's playing really poorly, then we'll say, come on, Peckerwood.
Exactly. It's perfect. Okay. It's perfect.
Hey, I think Cornelius goes well with that. Cornelius
Cooperwood.
So he comes in at a svelte 6'7", 325 pounds, and then Chris Smith, a cornerback out of Rock Hill, out of South Point High School.
A man that needs a nickname, bad.
Who,
bad.
Chris Smith? Yeah, we'll have to, we'll work on that for the next show. But it's definitely a step in the right direction. I mean, when all the smoke cleared with the Jordan Smith commitment, you know, we're still only... There's a long way to go. We're still only up to number 30, and we're still 10th in the SEC rankings. However, that's better than 72 or 73 or wherever we were. I mean, G-Man, asking you if you feel better about the recruiting class now is kind of a stupid question. It's not hard to, but are these guys contributors? Are they, you know, are there any potential superstars in this group?
Well, I mean, I don't think we're in the superstar range, but this is very, I mean, a characteristic of most recruit classes we have. I mean, even though we have finished really high a couple times in the last 10 years, typically we're going to finish somewhere in the, you know, 15 to 30 range.
And
about where we fall. And these guys are characteristic of that. We get a lot of guys.
So what's going on now is really irritating to me, because now I'm gonna, and you know what, I'm not even gonna do it. I'm not gonna go back.
I thought it was my signal.
I'm not gonna go back and edit, because I don't have time. So
what's happening? So but no, we can learn a little bit. We can learn a little bit about G-Man. The listeners can learn. When he starts doing this, when he gets on one of these rants, he's wandering around. He's like
he's
walking around on the grounds of the G-Man estate.
Right, right.
I'm sitting here.
He will walk away from the signal. He'll do it every time. He gets down to like the third tennis court on the G-Man estate, and he just...
He starts pacing like a coach as he's talking.
Right, exactly.
And it's a shame, because he sounded like he was making some great points.
It sounded good.
He was nailing it. So, all right. So, anyway.
Just for the record, we have addressed our first Twitter question from Feathered Warrior. At Feathered Warrior, friend of the show. Y'all feeling better about Cruton or not?
Yeah, it's kind of, like I said, it's kind of hard not to. Wouldn't you say, Brandy?
Yeah.
Well, Brandy, is your connection got this thing? Is just we're having technical difficulties. No,
well,
go ahead.
The Wi-Fi isn't so great here, like on the whole island, and so I've been struggling all week.
Yeah. Well, T-Bone will keep us afloat here.
Okay.
The interesting thing, I'm looking at our commitments right now. We have only two commitments out of the state of South Carolina, and we got four. Yes, that's better. Thank you. All right. And we got four out of the state of Georgia.
All right. Are you ready for my brilliant recruiting analysis now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hit us.
All right. I go back. Wait a minute. I'm gathering myself here. Anyway, we're doing about like we normally do. I think people panic too much. That's my summary. We're doing about how we normally do. As to the South Carolina thing, it's what I said the last year or so. The talent is down. It's been down, and that's part of the reason why, you know, our overall talent has been down. But it's coming back. If you look at the class of like 18 and 19, there's going to be some really good players coming through the cycle. But it's been down, and that's why we don't have that many recruits from South Carolina. There's not that many guys available.
Yeah, it's funny. People say, well, he's not getting the Jadeveon Clowneys and the Marcus Lattimores and the Stephon Gilmores. Well, it's because there aren't any. You know,
that's right.
It's like those are, you know, a couple of once in a generation players there, so they're not going to come along every year or two.
Well, there's Tavian Feaster. He's pretty good.
Yeah, but he's committed to Clemson, so we can't admit that he's any good.
Okay.
We got to downplay him. He's going to Tennessee anyway, from what I hear.
Well, you know, I'm sure Dabo is probably going to, you know, take his scholarship away now that he visited there.
Yeah. So. Oh, that's don't even get me started. Did they the quarterback that visited Florida, did they pull his scholarship offer?
No.
Or no, they didn't. Yeah. Well.
No, that only happens if it's somebody they want to drop.
Right.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They slow roll a guy, and the guy's like, "Man, I ain't heard from him in 3 weeks. I guess I'm gonna go visit Georgia Tech. Right. I'm gonna go to Ole Miss, or I'm gonna visit Georgia Tech, and they're like,
But we told him. We told him not to visit anybody else. So that's not the way we play things.
Guys, you know, the other guys that Dabo's sending cookie grams to every day are Dabo's graduate assistant, sending cookie grams to every day. No, they could visit the New England Patriots. They wouldn't care.
Hey, T-Bone, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
So when one of these guys who's committed to another school visits Clemson, okay,
yeah.
do they tell those guys they can't, like, drive up the road with the tiger paws on it? What do they do when that happens?
You know, that's a great question, because what you're talking about there is situational ethics.
Yes.
You're talking about having different standards for different factual situations. And it's not the kind of thing that Dabo would ever understand.
I got you.
you know, we're not going to get that deep into the analysis when you're talking about Clemson.
Okay. I just thought I might check.
It's a good thought. It's a good thought, though. Keep trying. That's
okay.
Good.
So why don't we bounce into some Twitter questions, because I think there were a lot of football related Twitter questions while we're talking about football. T-Bone, you got anything for us?
Yeah, we got a few Twitter questions out there. A series of questions from friend of the show, Feathered Warrior.
We need to give him a writer producer credit or something. This show would be over in like 10 minutes if he didn't send all these questions.
Or we need to give him a restraining order.
One or the other. Just slap a restraining order on him.
But he's at Feathered Warrior, and that's at F E A T H E R D Warrior.
And happy birthday, by the way. I think he just turned 30 this week.
Really?
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Young whippersnapper. Okay.
Yeah. Yay.
He says, what will be the game this year that UGA loses that it had no business losing?
Do
the slide on the McLaughlin group, go around the table, and then I'll tell you the answer.
Yeah. My first instinct, if they play them on the road, and I do not know Georgia's schedule by heart, but if they play them on the road, I would say, like us last year, Kentucky is definitely a candidate. If they've got Kentucky at home, Kentucky has no chance. But I'm going to be Googling as you go around the table.
Yeah, so what do you say, G-Man?
I think Tennessee may get them this year. Mm,
but they have no business losing that game.
I don't know about that, but they're going to be favored to win that game no matter what.
Yeah, you're probably right. What say you, Brandy?
Instantly, I just think South Carolina. Man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's the right answer. That's the right answer.
Playing
in Athens.
We're going to be as big an underdog in that game, I think, as we have been in a while, is my guess. Because Georgia opens up, and I'm looking, they play Kentucky at home, so scratch my answer. I'm gonna go with Brandy on the South Carolina Gamecocks with the upset.
That's the right answer. A couple more questions from Feathered Warrior.
Oh, wait, but first, just FYI, I will be at that game.
Oh, God. Because her luck has not been great on the road recently.
It has not been great.
You kind of cringe when I get the tweet that, hey, I'm going to be at the game this weekend. Oh, God.
We got to see how the Mitch Please t-shirt does, though.
That's right. Are you having one made up?
Letters. I need to get them.
Feathered Warrior asks, what does the G and G-Man stand for? Methuselah?
He is older than story. Us.
Yeah, the G in G-Man stands for Griswold, and you can kind of fill in the blanks.
Right.
Also from Feathered Warrior, would you rather beat UGA, Clemson, Florida, and Tennessee, but come in second in the SEC East, or the reverse? The reverse being you win the SEC, but you lose to UGA, Clemson, Florida, and Tennessee.
I'm going to let Brandy answer that one first, one to drown out the crying baby in the background.
You can hear him? Poor thing. The mom's not even here.
The mom.
Wait. Do we have evidence of a kidnapping?
Heck no. I don't understand people that want to kidnap people. I think that's weird. Like, who wants extra? Okay, so anyways, I think that I would rather beat all of those teams than whoop-de-doo, like, come in. Would you say second in the East or win the East?
No, if you lost to all those teams, you win the SEC and go to the SEC championship game. Or you could beat them all.
Okay, so then we would have lost to all those teams and then go and lose again in Atlanta?
Yeah, don't worry about the math. We'll let somebody else figure out the math, how that would work. But, I mean, we lost three SEC games when we went in 2010.
That's right.
So it's not like it can't happen.
I'd still rather beat all those teams.
So I have a G-Man, what do you think? Because I've got a definite.
I'd definitely rather beat those teams because Clemson's in that list, and that always trumps anything else.
Yep.
I'd lean towards winning the East because I've got to tell you, I mean, we were 5-3 in the SEC in 2010. I'm telling it from a sporting event, the sporting events I've been to in my lifetime, I don't like to rank things like that, but walking into that Georgia Dome and seeing Garnett painted in the end zone and having Carolina painted across it and just all the week-long hoopla that led up to it. I mean, we were the story.
See that's the difference between him living in Georgia and us living in South Carolina.
And him getting us tickets, which he didn't do.
Yeah. That'd be a good question. I think there is a difference to walk in that dome and know that your team is getting ready to play for the SEC championship. It was exhilarating.
It was fun.
Until the tip pass, yeah.
Yeah, until halftime.
So then if we do win the East and either win the championship or not, then does Spurrier say, okay, that's it. I got sort of a championship. I'm done.
At this point, I have no idea what that guy's going to do. If we won the national championship, why would he quit? I mean, if he said, "Look, we're doing pretty good. I'm going to keep going," you know? I don't know. No. I think if we go 2-11, then he's gone. But
yeah, we're off the script at this point.
No, yeah. All right. Let's get back on
track. Next question.
Boring.
Also, this will be the last one from Feathered Warrior, but it's probably the best one. Give us your best story from the glory days on campus. Anybody want to offer out on that one?
Talk about boring.
I wish I remembered more.
Yeah, family-friendly show, not that I don't know that I have a family-unfriendly story to tell. I mean, you know, everybody, I don't have a great story, I don't think. I can think of moments. I mean, there are memories that are really fun, but I got close to getting arrested once. You know, I never spent the night in jail.
You never spent the night in jail?
No. Not while I was in college. I did have a girl that I was going out with call me from jail one night, and she and a friend had been arrested for like disorderly conduct or something like that. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I honestly
one of your dates, by the way.
Yeah, I honest to goodness in the most sincere tone possible said, "What do you want me to do about it?" As in, do you want me to come down there with money and bail you out or something like that? And I think it came across as, what do you want me to do about it? And she hung up on me and I never talked to her again. So
that's awesome. That's a pretty good story. I've got a TRC related story. It's not as good as that story, but it's when I first met Buck.
Yeah.
I was living with a G-man. I was driving a little small pickup truck that I started with a screwdriver.
Yeah, yes. Are you talking about Halloween 1992?
Yeah, Halloween against Tennessee. And we all loaded into that vehicle, and I carried like 12 people down to the stadium in the back of that truck that was about to fall apart. It had like 140,000 miles on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, and it was just the greatest game experience ever.
Program.
The program. There was still no program.
Yep.
That was a great
day. But the thing
day.
About it is I remember thinking about – this was before you used the term – what a douche. But whatever the 1992 version of that is, that's what I thought of Buck.
Well, the funny thing is T-Bone and I didn't really even get to know each other very well till about 8 or 9 years later. So I don't even remember that he's the one who drove us to the game. So I mean,
you just remember being scared for your life in that truck.
It's like, no, you met T-Bone. I'm like, no, I have no idea who this guy is. Hey, how you doing? Brandy, you got nothing to share on that?
I really don't. I feel like my friends always remind me of things and have good stories, but I instantly can't think of anything that's family friendly or that I want anybody to know.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, let's get back to some sports related questions.
Okay, here's a sports related question from Feathered Warrior. I guess I will throw one more bonus, Feathered Warrior. Strictly sports related. Favorite American whiskey?
I'm not a brown liquor guy, so I don't feel like I'm qualified to answer that. T-Bone, you're probably most qualified to answer.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
I'm drinking brown whiskey right now. Day-to-day, good sipping whiskey, Blanton's, although you can get by with Basil Hayden. But just the other day, I had Willet. It comes in a big I Dream of Genie bottle. It's mm-hmm. like bigger than, I mean, it's like 3 feet tall. Delicious.
Yeah. Well, good. There you go.
There you go. There you go. Let's see. The craziest thing you ever did in the library on campus. That's from at SMC Dowell 12, Sam McDowell.
Pass. Right?
Well, the thing is, the library, the Cooper Library, is like, man, that is an automatic poop right there.
It is. It is.
Oh, definitely.
So, yeah, the craziest thing. Let's see. Reading Ayn Rand on the toilet.
Right. Exactly. It's just automatic, man.
Move on, please.
Moving on. Everyone says Debo is the number two guy at wide receiver. Who's number three?
Oh, God, do we need another? Who's?
And that's from at Gamecock underscore tweets.
So the fact that we barely know who our number two is, I mean, I'm looking at our, we have 17 receivers, and that's counting tight ends, so that's not all true wide receivers listed on the roster right now. You know, Shamir Jeffrey's name is going to come up, and I got news for you. Give up on Shamir Jeffrey if you think that he's going to be I mean, he hasn't reached double-digit catches in his career so far. And when you get to your senior season and you haven't caught 10 balls, you're probably not going to become the guy your senior year.
Yeah, it's, you know. Yeah.
So, I mean, you got – I mean, I can throw out names of some guys who have been – who were – we thought when they were coming out of high school would be really counted. You know, Shaq Davidson's a guy we've heard nothing about since he's been on campus. And now, he was hurt coming in. Terry Guger is a big dude, 6'4", about 230, has got a chance. DJ Neal, incoming freshman, is getting a lot of talk. Christian Owens, the former Georgia commit, along with Debo and was Jared Washington and Jalen Christian are the two guys that I get mixed up. But Jared Washington played in the spring game, if I'm not mistaken. So,
well, Jared posted a photo. Owens, other wide receiver.
Yeah.
Jared is like and a half shorter than him.
So
he's a little fella.
Yeah, Jared Washington, 5'8", and Owens is 6'5". So that's, yeah.
That's a foot and a half.
Yeah. There are a lot of options. I mean, we know what we've got in Pharaoh, and we just have to cross our fingers that Debo is going to be everything that everybody thinks he's going to be. And then, you know, whoever the third guy is that catches 20 or 25 balls, I don't care who it is. It just needs to be.
You better hope it's Jarrell Adams. You better hope it's him.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And I wasn't really talking tight end, but yeah. But, you know, Pharaoh Cooper's freshman year during fall practice, he was playing cornerback. So somebody will hopefully emerge in half the fashion that Pharaoh Cooper emerged. All right.
And final Twitter interaction before we move on is a retweet from Lindsay of Corey Miller. Someone explained to me what's going on, but Spurrier just did it again. They're at some big buffet or something, and Dabo was asked who he would coach with if he had one choice. The answer he gave was Steve Spurrier.
Mm-hmm.
They asked Steve Spurrier the same question immediately thereafter. Steve Spurrier said, Danny Ford.
What? What in the world?
I don't know. I don't even know what that is, but that's how that is classic.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. You left off our buddy, friend of the show, Kunal Das.
Oh, I didn't see Kunal.
Yeah, he was the first guy who came in. I'll go ahead and read these off. Nunez, quarterback by game 6?
Negative.
Oh, God, I hope not. UNC game prediction. I think, G-Man, how are you feeling as of today about the UNC game?
Not too good. You know, game prediction, I mean, I'm not ready to give that. I mean, I just don't know anything about the offense, you know? Yeah. I mean, we don't know who the quarterback's going to be. We don't know who our number three receiver is going to be. We're not really sure who's going to start at tackle. I'm optimistic defense is going to be better, and I'm also optimistic North Carolina's defense is going to be really bad.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think we got a good shot at winning that game. I think you're talking high score, high 20s, yeah. Maybe. 28-24, don't know who's going to have 28.
Yeah, this happens every year, it feels like, in the Spurrier era. Is in like March, I glance at the schedule and I see, oh, God, North Carolina will kill them. You know, they lost to Rutgers in their bowl game, didn't they? I think that's who they lost to, Rutgers. They had a horrible bowl loss and so much crap going on. And then, like, the 1st of August hits, and I just start wringing my hands. It's like, oh, yeah. Dear God, yeah. North Carolina's going to march up and down the field on us. You know, like, I was afraid of Southern Miss and East Carolina and, you know, North Carolina 2 years ago. And
but the way we played defense last year, you really can't get too – I mean, even though we got completely different personnel but for the linebackers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sort of – it's kind of hard to get excited about it. I mean, really, about the defense. I mean, I know we're going to be better at safety. We're going to be better at defensive end. We'd have to be. Can't be worse.
Yeah.
Right, right.
So you know, you got to think that we're going to be better, but – you know, until I see it on the field, I mean, I can't really say.
So, Kunal also asks, he's got a couple more questions in here. More improved, the D line or the secondary? That's a great question. Because.
You better hope it's the D line, because then your secondary better automatically.
Yeah. I mean, that's a tough call. I mean, I think, you know, both areas were getting an infusion of talent, and in the secondary, we have guys who are talented that may not have appeared quite as talented because they were thrown into the fire as true freshmen. So it's going to be interesting to watch. I hope our defense, maybe our defense will be improved this year. 2016 could be a really good unit. Brandy, is it you that said you've never had Chipotle before?
I had it once recently, but up until that point, I had not.
So he asked, Chipotle or Moe's?
Oh, Chipotle all day long.
Yeah, it's not even a contest.
No, I mean, it's not even close. I mean, that's not a fair fight.
T, have you had both?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And your opinion?
I prefer neither.
What's wrong with you? If you think they both suck, one still sucks less. Which one sucks less?
Moe's sucks less than Chipotle.
Are you serious?
You can't.
No, and I'll tell you one. Hey, give me a chance.
Here comes the Chipotle backlash that we've been feeling for about the last 6 months.
Chipotle is just so cute. Everything is so market tested and wonderful, and it just gets on my nerves. I like going into a Mexican restaurant where it's like dirty, filthy on the floor. You order a number 11, and a number 11 in that restaurant means one burrito, one taco, and one enchilada.
So you're just like one of these indie music snobs. It's like, I'll never listen to anything on the radio. I'll never eat at a chain restaurant.
The reason that I'm a Gamecock fan to this day is that if anything is popular, I hate it. And I grew up in Clemson in the 80s.
Right.
So, no, I don't like Chipotle.
Oh, man.
I love some Chipotle. And the food, it's just no contest. If you've had both and you think that Moe's is better or on par, then
I didn't say that. I said okay. Moe's sucks less.
Because usually I just go to a restaurant because the food's good. I don't worry about all that other stuff you're talking about.
Yeah, right on. G-Man, that's what I like about G-Man, is he's a super smart guy, but at the same time, he's a simple man.
He keeps
there's,
it simple.
It is
he
not,
really does.
There's yeah. nothing complex about him.
I'm not sure if that's a compliment.
That was supposed to come off as a compliment, but fortunately it didn't. All right, so are we done with Twitter questions?
We are. That's it.
G-Man, you been keeping up with the Pro-Am?
A little bit. I mean, it just sounds like we have a lot more athletes. And we've talked about this before, how our guys really gave it the old good college try the last couple of years, but we were just kind of out-athleted
right.
in basketball. So I think we've got a lot more athletes, and that just helps. I mean, you get more loose balls, more rebounds, more block shots. So I think it's sounding better, and we're going to get this big 6'10 kid coming in August. I think we're going to be a lot better in basketball. Yeah. I mean, a lot better. We're going to be better.
Yeah, it's kind of fun watching it but you really have to take all this stuff with a grain of salt because it sounds basically like an NBA All-Star game.
Right.
Mackey scored 47 points in a game today.
Yeah, I mean, it's
Carrera's averaging like 32 per game, and so it's just sounds like a.
Well, they may be playing like a junior high team or something. I mean,
I think they're playing each other. Yeah. They're like four. They're broken up into four or six teams, something like that. So, looking forward to it.
Yeah,
definitely. Anything else going on? Our buddy Scott Swanson will get the volleyball season here started right around about the time football starts. So go out and support your Gamecock volley team.
Yeah, we need to have him back on the show. He was a good guest.
Yeah, I'll work on that. I'll do some producing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we got to be selective about who we invite on. So,
you mean whoever we can beg to come on?
No, I mean, you know, Brandy sets the bar really high, so we got to make sure we keep that bar up. Brandy might have hung up on us. I'm not even sure she's still.
I'm here. I'm here.
There she is.
I mean, I have to say this: I haven't turned down a bunch of people asking to come on the show.
We got to get K-Mac on too. Mainly because I want to get back on their show. So, all right, Brandy, anything else? You're sitting there. I know what you're doing. You're sitting there. You're looking at your phone because you're bored to death.
I just saw a picture. What?
Go ahead. What'd you see a picture of?
Something I'm on
real?
Instagram now.
She's on Instagram.
there's a picture of Marcus Lattimore's mom. There's a picture. After Marcus Lattimore's mom with Goat and then with Dabo's wife and Jerry in the same pic.
Yeah.
It's getting weird. I don't like it.
I mean, this is why she's the best in the business, y'all.
Yes.
Do I like it or not? I don't know. Do I double tap? I don't know. Do I like it?
I don't know.
Do you double tap Instagram stuff? What's a double tap?
That's how you like.
That means you like it.
Oh, I just always hit the little heart button. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, why did I just admit that?
Loser. You're a loser.
All right, so, Brandy.
Yo.
Thanks for joining us. All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed it. We're all ready for some football to start. Maybe these shows will be more exciting when we actually have game action to talk about. But we appreciate you joining us. I am Buck for the rubberchickensblog.com. For T-Bone, G-Man, and Brandy. We'll talk to you later.